coming from a cold climate. And it's because she's on fire. Please help me welcome Michelle Kowalczyk.
Good morning!
Blessed and highly favored.
My name is Michelle Kowalczyk. I come from Dauphin, Manitoba. Rural Dauphin. I was born and raised in Toronto, Canada. So it was a huge change for me to move to rural Manitoba. I am an ambassador of change. I want to share knowledge of health, wealth, and life freedom. This is my passion. This is what I want. How many times have you talked to somebody and you can see that they need a change? Has anybody ever done that? And when you approach them and you say, I can help you, do they respond positively? Why? Are we afraid of change?
Yeah.
That word change is tough. But think about it. We change every single day. There's a change. Whether we're conscious or unconsciously changing, we're always changing. We get up in the morning and we change our clothes. We're born. That's a change. We start to crawl. That's a change. We walk. That's a change. Evolution, it's the way it goes. That's life, right? What about when we get married? Is that a change?
Oh, yeah.
Is that scary?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do we do it? Why do we do it? Because we want to. How important is it to want to change, to make that change? How can we decipher if we see someone who is hurting in whatever one of those five pillars, we can see it. How important is it for them to change? How important is it for them to want it before they're going to change? How do we discover whether they want to change? It's a matter of talking to them on their level and asking them questions to see if they're ready. When we got married, were we ready? Some maybe not. I mean, if it was a shotgun wedding, maybe not. But for the most part, yes, we were. But were we scared? Yes, because it's a change. We didn't know what was coming. Now, when it comes to our health and well-being, are we scared? Are we scared to make that change? If you knew that there was a way that you could open somebody's mind to the possibility of change and to be able to offer them a solution if they're ready for it, would that be of interest to you?
Yes.
It's just a matter of asking them if they're ready. But how do we open that conversation up? I had some amazing training from a mentor many years ago, and we talked about high-yielding questions. And these are questions to discover if they are ready and what they are looking for at their point in time. And if they really, really want to make the change. And it's a simple five questions that you can incorporate into your conversation to see if they're ready. And to see if they want to make that commitment to make that change. Were we committed when we got married? And we were okay with it. Was it successful? I've been blessed to be married for 33 years. I've got 3 children and 9 grandchildren. That's pretty awesome. I love it, just because I made that change. So my question to you is, are you ready to make a change? Do you want it? How badly do you want it? On a scale of 1 to 10, how badly do you want it? If you constantly keep in touch with your customers, I mean, your customers are part of your team too, because they are just as important as your team members. They all play a critical part. In my eyes, they're all royal diamonds, because they are all that important to me. And it's all a matter of keeping that relationship open and serving them based on their needs. Does this make sense? So, when you come from the heart and you serve, people will be watching and they're going to start approaching you. And what will happen is they're going to start copying what you do. And what an amazing form of compliment is that? Do you think? Do we have to do this? I've got a short video on the power of duplication. This is my daughter and my grandson.
And then I
Now, do you think he's seen this before?
Yeah.
Do you think he's experienced it before?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why he wants to share it with his mom?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Is he doing it perfect? No. Does it matter?
No.
No. He's doing it. He's putting himself out there and experimenting, and he's doing it pretty amazingly, I think. What do you think? I think that's the best form of compliment. This is third generation. How awesome is that?